The month of September has been proclaimed as Pulmonary Fibrosis Awareness Month, and all across the country, people are going to band together to raise funds and awareness by hosting various events, transforming landmarks with the red and blue lighting, and blowing up on social media to spread the word. Here to talk about why it's important for them to be involved in doing that is 12-year-old Abby Clark and her dad, Darren. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Abby, pulmonary fibrosis has been part of your family for a while, hasn't it? Really impacted you folks.
Yes, we've lost several family members.
Darren, tell us about what it does to families and how it impacts the body.
It's a lung disease to start with, and it really affects the person. It basically, they have a limited breathing ability, and so it makes it hard for them to go to work, hard to do their daily activities, and it really affects the family, watching them suffer through this disease that currently has no cure for it.
So you guys have come up with an idea, this fourth annual Clark Walk for Pulmonary Fibrosis. So tell us, Abby, a little bit about this walk that you and your family have put together and why you've been doing it over the years now.
So when I was in grade 3, my teacher told me to go do a project that will better our community. Mm-hmm. So I knew my family had pulmonary fibrosis. So I wanted to help spread the word, because not a lot of people know about this disease. So I wanted to spread the word. And then in grade 4, we did like a bring a loony, and then you just like run around a field for a couple hours. And then we partnered with the Age Mayor's Run the next year, and we did that for about 2 years. And then it was going pretty well. And then we moved to Calgary, and we wanted to make it our own big thing.
And get the whole family involved, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. I love it. It's a great idea.
I like how you said, too, the first one we did, we just ran around for a couple of hours. And I'm thinking, okay, that's pretty good. But this is one you want to get people involved. First of all, it's about awareness, right? Mm-hmm. And awareness leads to research. Research leads to helping those who suffer.
Yeah, that's exactly what we want to do, is raise awareness. It is a rare disease that not a lot of people know about. And so we want to raise awareness, which, like you said, is going to raise those funding and give those opportunities for the doctors to find cures and find support groups for the people that suffer with this disease and make their lives easier.
Right. Who will you be thinking of, Abby, when you're out doing your walk? Is there one or two or a handful of people that come to mind for you that you're doing this for specifically?
Well, we've lost several family members, so I never really got to meet my grandpa, but I'll probably be thinking of him.
Dad got diagnosed with it, and I think within a couple of months we lost him. And it was a real shock to the family, and it was all of a sudden he was there, and then he wasn't. And we've had a number of other, I've had an aunt go through it. She battled hard. She was up in the University of Alberta Hospital, battling right to the end, and unfortunately she lost that battle. And then within days, my cousin Shelley started getting really bad side effects from it, and she went to that same position that my aunt was in. So we literally went right back into that cycle again. Fortunately for Shelly, she was able to get a lung transplant. That was 4 years ago, and she's doing good battling with that.
Good.
It was a big struggle for the family.
Well, it's going to be a fantastic day, so we'd love for everybody to come out and join you. It's the Clark Walk, 1K Walk, and a barbecue in support of the Calgary Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation, Sunday, September 15th at Ed Worthy Park, and you can go to www.ccpff.com for all the details and to get yourself registered.